And we have here with us Al Reiser.
Al Reiser.
And where were you born, Al?
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
And when were you born?
November 3rd, 1958.
It took you well to forget that. I'm 57, but...
close enough.
And what's your permanent address?
3438 Norwood Place, Holland, Pennsylvania.
And
18963.
And this is for my book called Attic. And I'm going to have your photograph on one page, your face on one side, and then your story on the other. Maybe more than one page. I'm not sure how I've done it yet. And the book's called Attic, and it's actually like a reflection of me, but besides the point. What I want is your story of growing up, what you think is important, unique, your spiritual path today, the bizarre shit that happened to you, stuff that you think applies to addiction, and something, because the normal world, what someone else might get hope from. Like, I always knew there was no hope for me. There's no clean house. There's no hope. There's no way out. But hopefully this is like another way of your little piece in the whole puzzle that some other addict might read and identifies with you. Or the misconceptions about us as addicts, being clean addicts, and we're still addicts. You know, just your knowledge from being clean in this amount of years. What you think would be important in your page in this book. You gotta realize this book is an art book for the real world. It's not a life-based test recovery. So, it's basically your experience with life, what happened to you, your spiritual path that you're headed today.
Okay. Growing up, I never had a father until about the age of 7 years old, and just me and my mom, and my mom, I guess, she did the best that she could to take care of us and work and do all the things that were necessary for our survival. I've come to learn today that, you know, how those things affected me, just not having a father around the house, and until about the age of 7 when my stepfather came into the picture. When he came into the picture, I got real close to him, and I really opened up a lot to him, and he really opened up a lot back to me, and we started developing a good relationship. You know, I would kiss him, and I would hug him, and I just felt good about having a man in my life, I guess, for the first time. And he took me fishing, taught me how to throw baseball and stuff like that. Stuff that I had needed for a long time. About the age of 9, for one reason or another, started to tell me things like, I can't kiss him and hug him anymore because I'm too old for that. And I used to have a bunch of stuffed animals who were kind of like my imaginary friends. He told me that I needed to get rid of my stuffed animals because I was too old to do that, to have them. And I just kind of felt at that point like our relationship just got cut off. And I've come to learn today that, you know, I've had a problem all my life with just feeling different, feeling like I was in the wrong place with the wrong people at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing, and always wanting that to be different. And for most of my life, I felt like it never was. I believe that I have a disease called addiction, and I believe that I've had it all my life, and that it's a disease that progressed, waiting for drugs to happen, and the drugs were my way of trying to fix the problem. My drugs were my way of trying to fit in and feel part of. And just to kind of drown out the loneliness and the feeling different, feeling out of place and stuff like that I experienced and felt all my life. when I began using drugs, I didn't use drugs because I wanted to use drugs. I used drugs because to be accepted, basically. And I've come to learn that I did a lot of things in my life to gain acceptance of other people, mainly because I didn't have any acceptance for myself. But the experience with my stepfather kind of pointed out to me a lot of fears that I have about trusting other people and developing relationships with other people and friends and sexual relationships and stuff like that. And I kind of believe that. And the more I look at myself today and look at where I've been and where I'm going, and the more I come to realize that a lot of what I do and a lot of what I think and a lot of what I feel is controlled by fear. Even so today, not so much today as it was, back then, but, even so today. I was scared of living, I was scared of dying, I was scared of just about everything. I was scared of other people. Just felt pretty much hopeless. I used drugs for 6 years. It started out on weekends. And before I knew it, the weekend was starting on Thursday night and ending on Monday night. And then the weekend was starting on Wednesday night and ending on Tuesday night. And as time went on...
You've already been developing, huh?
He's taping me.
Yeah.
As time went on, it just became a thing after a while where it was something that I was doing every day.
Does it interfere with you?
No, it's okay. I'm basically just telling my story. It became a thing where I was just doing it every day. In the beginning it was at night, and then it was like before school, during school, after school, and every time in between. By the time I stopped using drugs, I had gotten to a point in my life where I felt like I had no purpose and no meaning in life. I felt as though I was 20 years old, and I felt as though my life was over. I felt like killing myself on a daily basis. Just never had the guts to carry it out. I would use drugs and then think to myself, why do I keep doing this? I didn't even want to do it anymore. So I would use drugs and think to myself, why am I continuing to do this? I don't even want to do this anymore. And then my next thought would be, where am I going to get my next drug from? And again, my whole life was centered in fear in one form or another. I came to learn. I stopped using drugs at the age of 20, basically, to save a relationship that I was in. But I think it was more than that. Deep down inside, I knew that I needed to stop using. I knew that my life was going nowhere, that I couldn't continue using the way I was using anymore, that my life was just going nowhere fast. I got involved with the program for recovering addicts, and I started to hear people talk about things that I had wanted to talk about for a long time, but I felt as though I was the only person who was feeling these things, and it was a part of me just feeling different and feeling apart from and out of place. Because, talking about feelings and talking about being scared and talking about wanting to kill themselves and how they, just felt different and out of place and stuff like that. And, there was something inside me that, when I started to go to these meetings, I started to feel like this is where I belong. That I came to know people who were not using drugs and who were finding a new way of life without using drugs. There was a piece of me that really wanted that for myself. And a few months later, the relationship that I was in and had gotten clean for had ended, and it was time for me to make a decision, and the decision I made was to continue doing what I had started doing, and to stay clean, and to be with these recovery addicts. As far as some of the principles of the program are spiritual principles, and some of them involve belief in a higher power. I was raised Catholic, and I went through 12 years of Catholic school, and somewhere along the way I kind of threw out that whole concept. I felt as though it was something that didn't work for me, you know, was never going to work for me. And I guess somewhere about the age of 14 or so, I kind of, just before I started using, I kind of threw that whole idea out the window. And I had trouble with the concept of God in the beginning because of the old views that I had had that I was brought up with. After a time, I came to realize that the program and this fellowship of recovering addicts was more than just a way of life without using drugs, that I could learn to become the person that deep down inside I've always wanted to be. And the way that I could do that was through the fellowship of recovering addicts and making new friends who weren't using drugs, and having a program to follow and trying to follow it to the best of my ability, and especially the 12 steps. Learning to live the 12 steps in my life. And I've come to believe that addiction is a physical, a mental, and a spiritual disease, and that it affects every area of my life. And it's just not connected with my drug use, but it's connected with me, and it is me. You know, I have a disease, and every area of my life is incorporated in that disease. That, you know, it's the thing that makes me use drugs or makes me want to use other things, wants me to do anything and everything to get out of myself. I can use a variety of numbers of things. Even today, sometimes I can use other things. Anything to get out of myself. Anything to not feel, you know, who I am. Anything to not be who I am. But that's where this disease takes me. The physical aspect being compulsion and continuing to do and seek out these ways of getting out of myself, and the obsession to do that is the mental aspect. The spiritual aspect being total self-centeredness, and coming to realize today that total self-centeredness is incorporated in my defects of character. That's where that self-centeredness comes to play. And you know, coming to learn through doing some writing and doing a lot of writing, coming to learn about my anger and about my fear and about my resentment and about my jealousy and about my envy and pride and ego and lust and greed, and coming to realize that, you know, those things are all a natural part of me, and there are also things that actually begin to take over and to run my life, that these defects of character come to run my life. What this program does is it helps me to not do that. Through first admitting that I'm powerless over my addiction and that my life is unmanageable, and coming to believe in a power greater than myself that can restore me to sanity, and making the decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand it. And my understanding of God today is much different than it used to be. My understanding of God in the beginning, when I first became involved in this fellowship, was just that. It was working, there was a spirit behind what other people were doing, and that it was working for them, and that maybe it could work for me too. And my concept is growing today. And I've come to believe in God, that a spirit or a force that is behind everything and anything. That it's a part of every person, and it's a part of life, that it's a part of everything. And coming to believe that spirit or that force or God or however you want to put it helps me in my life. It helps me to be rid of my defect of character, be rid of that obsession and that compulsion to constantly want to get out of myself and do things to get out of myself, and to help me with my defects of character so that I can learn to grow and I can become the person that I deep down inside that I really want to be today. And stop sabotaging my life and stop sabotaging my relationships with other people. I've also taken many inventories of myself, written moral, spiritual inventories, and that's where I come to recognize that my fear runs my life, and that the defects of character, how they run my life, how they keep me away from my spiritual self and keep me from being the person that I really want to be. I kind of relate the disease of addiction to a dog that has lost its spirit. The people who have this disease, it's kind of like if you beat a dog every day, day after day for a long time, after a while it cowers around and it has its tail between its legs, and every time anyone makes a sudden move around it, it scutters away, and I feel like this disease does it to addicts. And that what work in this program does is help us to regain that spirit, help us to... It's an awakening of that spirit inside of us, and helping us to learn to live, basically, because I really believe that before I made it to this fellowship, I didn't have the first fucking clue about how to live. And that this is where I've learned how to live. This is where I've learned how to start to become, the person that I want to be today. And I also realized at the same time that I have a real long way to go as far as that's concerned. I've come to learn about the lack of trust and the fear that I have in relationships with other people. And, how I really want more out of life, but this disease is kind of like comes in and permeates everything that I do. Try to break down everything that I try to do for myself, and try to break down, keep me from being the person that I want to be. My belief in God today is the most important thing in my life. I believe that without that, without the fellowship, without being around other recovering addicts on a regular basis, that I really believe that I would be dead. I believe that this disease has killed me. It caused me to destroy myself, because that's what I was doing before I got here. And the most important thing about it is that I know and I realize that I don't have to do that today, and I know and I realize that other people who have this disease don't have to do that today. But, there is a way out, but there is a better way of life to choose to live that. And the things that help me the most are my relationship with God, working the steps, having people in my life who believe in me and want to help me in my recovery. Just trying to plug along and do the best I can. Trying to learn about who I am and where I'm at and where I'm going. That my life is pretty good today. It's not perfect. Some days it's not great, but it's pretty good. And it's light years from where it used to be. I guess that's the most important part, that it's a long way from where it used to be. And I know it can even get better. It depends on me, and it depends on the work I'm going to do for my government.